The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Oh, you bet it is. And I love the fact that I get to do this. This is a special treat for me. I get to talk about politics, but I also love talking about travel. And my pal, Rose Gray, who is one of our spectacular partners, Fox World Travel, of course, this show is sort of the life and blood of the Saturday morning lineup. And you, how many years have you been doing the show?
We look back, it's just over 13.
Wow.
Yeah. It's hard for me to believe. It really is. But how long have we been downtown? Because we left Capitol Drive about 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah. And that seems like a blink of an eye.
It does. Time goes fast. I'm celebrating my 8th year with WTMJ, I think, next week. So, wow. I mean, time does go fast. How you been, Rose?
I'm really good. And I want to give you and Kristen a shout out. I love your podcast. So
You need to listen podcast.
And you do need to listen. And so I listened to the first episode a day or two after it came out, and I listened to the Thursday episode that was just posted this morning, as a matter of fact.
We have a lot of fun talking about a lot of things. It's not just politics, it's culture, and there's going to be some fun stuff. We're doing one on relationships, which should be interesting. We're both married, and just the craziness of relationships now. So that's our next one. It'll be live in a week or so. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. But we want to talk about travel.
We do want to talk about travel. And one thing we do want to mention is that Steve Scafidi has an amazing trip that's happening next year, this year, 2025. And I just kind of gave him a list of the participants, and we really only have about 6 spots left.
I see that.
And I just see that somebody just signed up this past week. And so what I'm saying to you is, if you think, we've got time, I don't think you do.
You'll never forget this trip. I've gone on a bunch of listener trips, and I they're all unique, and we still gather with some of those friends we've made on those trips. I don't do it like some people do, where I show up for like 15 minutes and I may say hi to you. I'm all in.
I can attest to that.
I'm not going to read you a bedtime story, but I'm going to be around a lot. We're going to answer all the questions you want to answer. We're going to have fun. We're going to do stuff together. We're going to eat together, certainly. I'm enmeshed in the trip, and that's my experience, and that's why I love doing these trips with Fox World Travel.
Oh, well, that is so sweet to say. And, you know, I understand that some people think group travel is not for them, but I think you would agree with something I've been saying about group travel since I've been in this business, is that within the structure lies the freedom. We have created an outline for you. We have made the components of the trip, that being flights if you want them, transportation to O'Hare if you need it. But we've also included some spectacular hotels, some great activities. We work with reputable tour operators. We've been in the business since 1960, and a couple of the tour operators that we work with have been in the business longer than we have. And so that's the kind of relationship we have with our vendors, and that's the kind of relationship we want our customers to have with us.
I have gone on Fox World Travel trips, and I will tell you that they're the best in the business. They're so good at what they do. They really deliver, even if there's a minor blip in the plan.
Like, and blips we've had.
Oh, we certainly had one on our Tuscany trip.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about it, and this is why I can say this with confidence, As weird as that trip started, no one talked about it once we started getting into the trip, and certainly no one mentioned it ever again after the trip.
Exactly. And you thought that would be a monumental blip.
Yeah, our flight got canceled.
Yeah. So we spent a night in Chicago.
Yeah, and 40-some people.
And had a fine time spending the night in Chicago. It's not what we anticipated, but it's what we deal with. And I always say this, too. If you are a traveler, and you, why wouldn't you be if you're listening to this show, probably, we are pawns in the airline's giant game of travel. And so they can move us around however they want. And being snarky and sassy isn't going to get you anywhere, right?
No. So if folks want to find out about my trip, and then we're going to move on to a lot of other things. How can they?
So what you want to do is go to foxworldtravel.com. To the left of the logo, there is what they call the hamburger, the 3-stack menu. And when you click on that, you will find vacation travel. Again, we also do business travel, and we do meetings and incentives at Fox World Travel, but I get to talk about the sexy side of the business, which is vacation travel. Under that, you will find group travel. There you will find Fox Group Vacations. And why I point that out is because Steve's trip is there, but all of our group trips are there. And once you click into them, you will get a amount of information that is astonishing and helpful.
We would welcome your questions and comments. I'm going to get to a text here in a second. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talking Text Line wide open, 855-616-1620. From the 262, we are fortunate to be able to spend 3 full days in Berlin, Germany in April. Very cool. With a side trip to Hamburg, just there this last year. Would love to hear any suggestions on what to see. Love the travel show. And thanks for sharing your thoughts. Rose.
Okay, so I was actually just in Berlin this past year with our World War 2.2 trip. And one thing I will absolutely tell you is that the Berlin Wall will absolutely be something you will not forget. The people from that city and the people of Germany have embraced what is could have been a really horrible part of their what is a horrible part of their history. And they want to show the world. Now, on that trip, we also had somebody that wanted to see Hitler's bunker in the worst way. We went to see it. I don't exactly recommend it. It's a parking lot. A parking lot. Steve's nodding because he's seen it too. A parking lot with a sign that says this is where Hitler's bunker
was. Everyone has these things they want to see, but make sure you've vetted that with people that are actually travel professionals because they've had the experience.
Right.
They will tell you if that excursion is worth it.
Right, exactly. So the Brandenburg Gate, of course, is part of that whole thing. And there is a Holocaust memorial that you've also probably seen with the crazy structures in front representing each one of the thousands of Holocaust victims. And so what I might suggest is get a day trip. Get somebody to come and give you a private day tour, and Fox World Travel can actually help you with that.
All right. Rose Gray is going to stick around for the next 45 minutes. I'm here too, a special bonus edition of the Fox World Travel Show, and I'm just happy as heck to be here. We're going to talk about it's cold here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a warmer winter, but we want to talk about warm weather, like the cool stuff, the cruises and all the warm places. We're going to do that along with your questions. I see them coming in the text line, 855-616-1620. Our first break, Rose Gray, Steve Scafidi, Fox World Travel, 620 WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, and I get to join her, Steve Scafidi, from the Political Power Hour. We're not here to talk about politics at all. But
I saw that during Abby Window, you got some politics in there.
Who
but
knew?
She brought it up.
Abby is like, I was amazed, not surprised, but amazed by her depth of knowledge about all things. And she was into the tariffs, which actually impacts the people that are buying windows.
Precisely.
And all that stuff. So it's cold here right now,
yes,
Rose.
I
know you know that. You have a vest on. I haven't got a vest on. but let's talk warm weather stuff.
Yeah. So here, first of all, I was remiss in not saying text F as in Fox, W as in World, T as in Travel to 855-616-1620, and you will be taken to a page that has the deals, the warm weather deals. Now, there are still some deals for flexible people, and I'm not referring to your body flexibility. I'm talking about your calendar flexibility.
Is it a yoga trip?
Exactly. I'm talking about your calendar's flexibility. Tuesdays and Wednesdays to Cancun have lots and lots of space left available.
Really?
Because people want to go on the weekends. You know, they don't.
I've never been to Cancun.
You've told me that. We've had this conversation because you love Vegas. I love Mexico. You think you won't like Mexico. I hate Vegas.
I've been to Mexico, but I haven't been in a long time. But I have softened on my take on that.
Okay, because one day there may be a listener trip to the Riviera Maya with Steve Scafidi.
And we'll even record some live broadcast stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know what? Some years back, we did a Saturday morning lineup with Mr. Fix-It, Dave Spano.
That's wild.
And, yeah, exactly.
That would be wild to do. All right. So we got the questions coming in on our text line, which is 855-616-1620. Going for the first time to the U.S. Virgin Islands in mid-May this year, staying on St. John's National Park Island. That sounds cool. Can you give any suggestions for do not miss things to do or restaurants? Also, if there's something on St. Thomas, also been there, it's beautiful, you would recommend to see since we fly into there.
Okay, so this is an interesting question in that some people may not even understand what St. John is. So St. John is a little island that's off the coast of St. Thomas, and you take a ferry to get over there, and when they're saying they're staying at St. John's National Park, my question is, are they camping?
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Seems weird.
Give us more information, please. You can camp. Way, 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 way back when I first started in this business, we thought that was a good idea, and it was kind of a crazy concept then. But so you can go back and forth between Charlotte Amalia and St. John. And what you basically do at St. Thomas this revolves around water sports. So there is kayaking opportunities, and there are catamaran opportunities.
I scuba dived there.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Had to take a, at the time, I don't know if it's still this way, like a four-hour class.
Sure. So you were resort certified,
yes.
Not paddy certified.
Yes.
So you're still, that certification lasted for that trip.
Yes.
Yes. Would you do it again?
Maybe. It was fun. Yeah. I mean, amazing. We went down 25 feet or below. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. So the other thing to figure out about St. Thomas is there's all kinds of different beaches. So you want to find the beach that suits your needs the most and probably go visit that. And as far as restaurants, I don't know any, but I would probably take a look at Google and take a look. Charlotte Amalia. I happen to have a friend who worked in the business of cable TV back in the day, and there was a hurricane there many, many, many years ago, and his company came and did all the recabling in my, they moved there and they stayed there, so I had an opportunity to go several times.
They tell me I got to take another break already.
Oh my gosh.
This goes so fast. Rose Gray, get those questions in for us, 855-616-1620. On all Fox stuff, what was that text line again?
So if you do FWT, Fox World Travel, and if you use all uppercase, you probably won't get autocorrect to get. 855-616-1620.
Come on, hang out with us on 620 WTMJ. Quick break.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And Steve Spitty on this Saturday, bonus thing for me because I love talking to Rose about all travel stuff. So we got a ton of questions. We're going to get the bottom of the hour news here for your kids. That's 9:30. I love saying that because do you think the kids, they don't even know what that means?
No, but when I said to you a couple weeks ago when you were on the show, call in after the bottom of the hour news, you laughed at me.
Because I know you listen to my show on occasion. You can only take so much politics.
That's true.
As somebody even talks about it, I can agree with that.
Very true.
Ton of text questions, and thanks for all of these. From the 262, we will visit six countries in May, with only two of them using euro for currency. Credit cards will be used overall, but we need to pay guides and drivers in the four countries that each have their own currencies. Can you speak to whether or not Sweden, Poland, Denmark, and Norway guides, drivers could easily accept euros as tips?
Okay, so easily accept are the two key words in that question. Will they accept them? Certainly. If somebody handed me some foreign currency right now, I would take it in a heartbeat, just as a way of accepting their gratitude and being polite. Is it helpful to have the currency of that country? Absolutely. Because think about these guides or these bus drivers or anybody that you want to tip. Now you've given them some foreign currency, and what are they going to do with it? They've got to take the time to get to some bank or some exchange and make the exchange. So yes, it would be lovely if you could get some of their currency before you leave. The other thing is ATMs are now prevalent worldwide, and I really, really, really am telling you, the majority of them have an opportunity for you to select English as your language, and then you'll know what you're getting. Sometimes that isn't the case in developing countries, but yes.
Yeah, and you know where you're going and what currency they have. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So understand the rules. Funny story, but clearly
the texter does.
Funny story, I was going through my little safe, my little fireproof safe, which has our passports in it, and I often throw my travel stuff in there. I had like Canadian money, I had euros. I was like, I didn't even realize that money was in there.
But the beautiful thing about it is the euros are still around, right?
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. But I try very hard to have some currency for every country that I'm going to. Exactly what the texter is saying, for tipping purposes.
I don't know how you keep track of things. You're always on the road and you're... How do you keep track of everything?
Mine like a steel trap.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And a little wine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little wine, yeah.
All right. A quick one from the 920. I'm going to Boston. That's a lovely trip in early April. What sites should I see there? And nearby cities will be there 4 days. That's a good amount of time.
It is. And I don't know that you actually even need to broaden that location because there is so much to do in Boston itself, Boston Common. Old North Church, Bunker Hill. What's the name of the ship? The Constitution is there. Steve and I had a little brain bleed here, and we couldn't remember a moment of seniorness. We couldn't remember the name of the trail. We bounced off of enough of them. It's Freedom Trail, and it's 2.5 miles. It is a red brick path, and you just follow it. And
Did you
buy the headset?
No.
I bought the headset one time. I've been to Boston a couple times. I told Steve this as we were in commercial. My favorite city, East Coast, Boston, hands down. I love Boston.
It's a lovely city.
Faneuil Hall and all of the references to that time period.
All right, from the 641, where's that area code? I don't know that area code. But thanks for that long distance text. My daughter is taking a guided trip to Germany, Italy, and Amsterdam. Wow, that's a cool trip. Can you suggest any must do's or must see? Well, I mean, just Italy is on itself.
Wow. Yeah. So it's hard to do when you think about Italy. As Steve and I agree on this. It is such a elongated country that it's hard to pick, like, are we talking Venice? Are we talking Rome?
They're all unique.
Yeah. So way up in the northern part, way down where your family is from.
Yeah, Sicily.
So it's hard to pick for Italy. Obviously, next year is the Jubilee, and we are warning
people. I heard
people,
you talking about that last week.
Trying very hard to get people to be aware of that. One thing I will tell people who are going to Amsterdam, I would not miss the Anne Frank House. It's an emotional, moving experience, and getting tickets day of is just about impossible.
My Italy experiences have all been different. Tuscany is something you should definitely, you know, the Florence is amazing. I loved Pompeii.
Yeah.
But I'm a guy that loves the archaeology and the history. You can't go to Rome without seeing the Colosseum, I don't think.
Right.
Those are all must-dos.
Right.
But get to some of the smaller stuff. Go to those little cafes and have, you know, a cappuccino or something in the morning usually. They don't really like when you have it in the afternoon, but that's an American thing. But just have fun and experience it. Here's what I love about Fox and these group trips. You learn that there are things you can do in a group that you'll probably never be able to do if you went by yourself. It's true. It's a reality.
It's very true. And actually, if you listen on Monday, I'm going to be on with John McKeer and the Wisconsin Afternoon News team talking about AI, fear it or embrace it.
AI and travel.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, listen in Monday and I'll talk all about
it. Look at you dropping those little teases for Monday's show. Tons of questions. We're not going to be able to get to all these questions, but thanks for the interest and thanks for joining Rose Gray, who's as good as it gets. I probably compliment you too much, but I love working with you. I love working with you because you make it fun, and that's what travel should be about.
100%.
All right, let's give that text thing one more shot because people are trying to text it.
Yes. So it's F as in Fox, W as in world, T as in travel, FWT to 855-616-1620. And then you're taken to a link that takes you to the deals. Because if I just start spewing out numbers, you're going to call our numbers at 866-GO-FOX-GO and say, I heard Rose say I could get this for $1.99 and then I'm in trouble.
Right. It takes all that out of the picture.
Right.
And if you want to go on my trip, that information is available there as well. All that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we have a couple spots left. So let's do that. Every time I come on and we talk about it, we get more people to go.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And here's the thing. Who wouldn't want to travel with Steve Scafidi?
That's an interesting question that you asked right before the news. All right, let's get to the news from the Breaking News Center. Here is our own Sean Brenda.
Thanks, Steve.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I love talking about travel, and the Fox World Travel is all about that. With the one, the only Rose Gray, we forgot to mention, this is a big deal for Fox.
It is a big deal. So starting Monday, so don't do it today, you have an opportunity when you dial 866-GO-FOX-GO to have a menu selection now. And it'll be, do you want to talk to a vacation travel advisor? And then press 2 if you'd like to talk to an expert in cruising. What we've done is, everybody at Fox World Travel could sell you a cruise, but we've talked about this many times. At Fox World Travel, it is not about commission. It is not about an individual making a sale. It is about our customers having the best possible experience. And to do that, we want to make sure that you are connected with the right person. And I've said this often on the air. Sometimes somebody will get a call and they'll say, oh, you want to go to fill in the blank? I know some about that, but we have someone on staff that is the perfect person for you to talk to. Let me see if she or he is available and they'll pass them over. And that's what we're going to do now with the cruise desk.
So that starts Monday.
So 866-GO-FOX-GO, you can press the number 2 to talk to a river cruise, big ship, small ship, ocean cruise, sailing person.
All right, from the 414 on our text line, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line, speaking of cruises, we are going on Caribbean. I say Caribbean.
Okay. Okay.
Tomato.
Let's work this whole thing out. Oh, there you go.
At the end of the month, what is the name of the excursion company you recommend if we don't want to use the cruise line excursion offer? This is a common question. There are 8 of us looking for private van type of tour. That's from Jane. Thanks for the question,
okay,
Jane.
Okay, so there's a couple of them. There's one called Shore Excursions. And believe it or not, Fox World Travel will even help you book your shore excursions if you didn't book with them. So the other thing to look at is something called Viator. And Viator looks like it's just a land company, but if you look further into their website, you will see that they are in many of the ports of call as well.
All right, this one, this is a cool one. Good morning. Good morning to you. We're flying to Buenos Aires. Ooh, that sounds fun. And taking a cruise around the Horn. Wow, that's big time.
That's big time.
Ending in, is it Santiago?
Yes, Santiago, Chile.
Chile in March. What would you recommend for currency? We only belong to credit unions, not banks. I think that's what they're saying. None of our credit unions offer this.
Okay, so there is an opportunity for you. You can walk into any bank, even if you're not a customer for the most part, and I'm talking the bigs, and you can say to them, I need to get some currency. There are also some online opportunities for you if you have the time, and they will Federal Express, believe it or not, currency to you. So that's another way to do it because it is helpful to have the currency. However, I had people traveling with me when I went to Antarctica because that's where we started our journey. We flew into Buenos Aires before we went to Ushuaia, and we had several people that did not have the currency, and we were able to get it in the airport.
From the 262 on the text line, does Fox World Travel offer, I think they're saying land only small, so no ships, small group tours in Europe?
No, what they're saying is they don't want the air included.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So we include airfare on all of our Fox World Travel trips, but we also give you the opportunity to choose land only because we know there are all kinds of people. Steve, you know some people. They live in Arizona. They live in California, and they want to join our trip, but they don't necessarily want to fly to Chicago to get on the flight that we're getting on. We also understand that some people want business class. They also want to go a day or two early. They want to upgrade. They want to use their frequent flyer miles, and all of those things can be accommodated.
We had some of those on our Tuskegee trip. We had people join us from other states.
Exactly.
From the 920, before we get to our next break, going to Fiji in October to Island. I think it's Savasavu.
Yeah. So it's actually on the island of Vanua Levu. And so that's the main town on that island. I've actually been there. Of course I have. And
why does that not surprise
me? Exactly. And so it's the second largest of the islands. So Papeete, right?
Recalling these off the top of your head?
Oh, Papeete is the big island in Tahiti. And this would be the second biggest island in biggest place that you can stop in Fiji. So it's well known. You fly into Nandi. Now Nandi doesn't look like Nandi. It looks like NADI International Airport. And then you take a little smaller aircraft to get over to Vanua Levu. And there are hot springs there. There are reefs. There are dive sites. There are fabulous cafes, boat rides, scuba diving, snorkeling, waterfalls, you name it. They've got it. Public transportation is pretty good there. And you can also rent a car or take a cab.
Keep those questions coming. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line 855-616-1620, the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray, the one, the only, Steve Scafidi. I'm just a guy who's hosting the show. We'll continue the conversation on travel. Keep those questions coming. Lots of good ones right here on 620 WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I am having a blast, not just the show stuff. And Rose and I get to chat during the commercial breaks. She is Rose Gray, Fox World Travel, unbelievable company to partner with. And they are great partners of us at 620 TMJ. And they're also partners with my listener trips, which is my exclusive because I love Fox World Travel and been on a couple now. Texter 262, just started listening. Thanks for joining us. Can you mention again the trip with Scafidi?
Yep. So it's October 3rd to October 16th. And how this all started was Steve and I try to collaborate on the next trip that he's going to do. I would never say to a host, this is where you're going. Hope you like it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So we collaborate. And I felt like Sicily is an undervisited or second thought type trip. And I said, let's do it. Then as we started going through the journey, I said to Steve, you know, there's an add-on to Malta. Let's make that optional. Wait, let's just add it in. So with that said, Steve, what are we doing?
We're going to explore the entire island of Sicily in great depth and detail. We're going to eat the food. We're going to see what it looks like. We're going to touch the old cool stuff, the archaeology, which when I get to the Malta part, you'll really appreciate because that is one of the ancient places on this earth. But the people, I've been to Sicily. The people are amazing. Now, obviously, I'm biased. I'm Sicilian by name, right? Scafidi. And Scafidi's like Smith in Sicily. Did you know that?
I can't wait.
It's going to be unbelievable. And we're going to see everything. It's all part of our experience. We're going to move around a bit. That's the fun part of traveling. As much as I love having the ones where you camp out or you spoke, that's your
spoken
term.
Hub.
Those are cool too. But this one, we're going to move around. It's going to be a dynamic trip. But the difference for me is, and Rose knows this because I've done a couple now, we do this together. I don't like lock myself in my room and I say hi in the morning, I say hi at night. I'm with you all day. I go on the excursions. I eat with you guys. I do all the stuff. We're celebrating a ton on this trip, on this list that I have in my hand here. A bunch of special anniversaries. Kathy and I, 40 years. There's a 25 in here. Someone has a 50 in here. We're gonna do that together as a group. We are going to have an absolute blast. There's only a few spots. Fill those spots. And then we're going to talk about another exciting trip that we're not ready to announce yet. But that's going to be even more fun.
That is. And I'm telling you right now, this is unique. This is unique because of the combination. We didn't make the Malta portion of it optional. We're including that for everybody. We're flying to Malta. Yes. How exciting is that?
It's one of the most ancient places on Earth with some of the coolest archaeology and things you see. And by the way, there, the people are also amazing. Other cool little factoid, it's a separate country.
It's a separate country.
You can put that on your country list if you keep a list.
If you do. So we're really moving around. Steve's not kidding you. We're doing Palermo, Ragusa, Syracuse. We're moving on this itinerary. And again, this is why we talk about working with a professional travel advisor. Because if you said, I have some mobility issues, they may say, let's take a look at these cities and how that's going to work for you. We don't want to send you someplace you're not happy.
All right, I'm going to have you give the number and the line in a second, but I will schlep your bags because I did that for the Tuscany trip. You remember me schlepping the bags?
I absolutely do.
I will do that for you because I'm all in on this trip. All right, so if folks want to sign up for our trip, then we'll get some other questions. What do they have to do?
So 866-GO-FOX-GO right now, 9 to noon. I hesitate to continue to pound that in your head because Saturday hours are seasonal, but we're in the season, so take advantage of it. I also love the concept of going to foxworldtravel.com. Hitting the menu, finding vacation travel, getting down to group travel, and then hit Fox Group Vacations. Steve's trip is among those, so it's not that difficult to find because we've laid it out pretty well. We get compliments all the time about this fantastic website that our marketing team continues to tweet.
You make it so easy.
We do. So you look for the travel to Europe, and yes, there's Ireland and Paris to Rome, and we've got a beautiful Danube Dreams River cruise that you should be taking a look at in June. We've got Brews and Views, that's Oktoberfest. And amongst all of that, you will find Sicily and Malta Mosaic with WTMJ's Steve Scafidi.
Yeah, you'll have a blast. All right, let's talk about some other stuff. One of the things that we were talking about earlier was the World War II, the military trip. Texter asked about that. So what does it include?
So here's the thing. We started out by doing a World War II trip a couple of years ago. It was pre-pandemic. And I work with a World War II expert. Many of you know the name Bromage because of Gigi Bromage. This is John Bromage, her husband.
Sounds like pudding.
It does. Yeah. It is. He is like pudding. But he is a World War II. He's a World War I and World War II nerd. There's no other way to say it. And he spews so much information on occasion, I have to give him the old hook sign because he's talking too much. So then we did the first one, and it's France, Belgium, and Luxembourg. We did it twice. It sold out in 8 days the first time we offered it. It sold out a little less quickly the second time we offered it. The guests from the first one said, we've got to do another one. So we came up with World War II 2.0, which was Germany. And that's where we went last year. And we did all of the things. We went to the battlefields, all this kind of thing. Now we're hearing people say, wait a minute, I never knew there was a World War II first time around. So look for us to bring that back in 26.
Have to ask you about Real ID. Because it's something that people have to pay attention to because it's that moment is coming, right? It's like in May?
Right. So this is my best suggestion for you. Rather than me, once again, spewing facts and things like that, it's happening May 7th. This has been supposed to have happened, Steve, since 2005.
Yes.
So 20 years later, we still can't get this accomplished. But this is what I suggest you do. When you go to Fox World Travel's website, at the very top banner, you will see the little magnifying glass. The little magnifying glass is your search. If you put real, R-E-A-L-I-D, in that search, you will be taken to all the information you need to hear about Real ID. What this means is if you do not have a Real ID on May 8th and you are going to board a domestic flight, you will be denied boarding.
Real quick tip, because I know you've talked about this because I listen to your show. Passports, you may not have traveled in a while. What's one thing you should be looking at when you're thinking about traveling? Look at that passport.
Look at that expiration date because there are many, many countries who are now requiring 6 months of validity, some 3 months, and some have no validity at all. I get that. But why would you wait till the last minute? Because we want to get the most money out of that 10 years. And so we're trying to be conscientious. And now you can renew online.
I saw that.
Yes.
Here, she's got the information. She's Rose Gray. Real quick, somebody asked about when our trip is. It's in October. The dates were
October 3rd to the 16th.
Yes. Come along. You'll have a blast. All right. One more segment. I think you're going to highlight some of the cool things you're going to be celebrating in the new year. We'll get to some of that stuff. Rose Gray, Steve Scafidi, Fox World Travel Show right here on 620 WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, I wish there was another hour because it goes so fast.
I know. Maybe we could work on that.
Yeah, we should work on that. Rose Gray's here. Steve Scafidi, host of the Political Power Hour on 620 WTMJ. Let's talk about something you're celebrating the new year, new adventure, and this is a really cool Fox World Travel trip.
Well, and I know you've done this. You've been on the Danube, so you chime in as well. Because in my opinion, when people want to start river cruising, and river cruising has been very popular for a number of years. So you may said, I've already done that, Rose. I don't need to do that. But how I answer when people say, how should I start river cruising in Europe? I always say one of two things, the Rhine or the Danube. Those are two amazing itineraries. And were I forced to choose, I may lean slightly to the Danube. I love the little bergs. I love milk.
It's amazing.
It is. I love Linz. I love the fact that on this itinerary, we start in Prague. When you go to this, so you go to Travel Europe, you will find the Danube Dreams River Cruise with Prague. You will see a snippet of me and my colleague, Colleen. It looks to me like I did the majority of the talking. Shock, shock. Talking about this itinerary because it includes Prague, Regensburg, Passau. I love Passau. Vienna. Who does not love Vienna?
It's one of the most beautiful cities on the planet. I was there last summer.
Ringstrasse that goes around. And I always tell people, if you don't go to the symphony that the River Cruise Company will offer you, it's not a gigantic 200-person symphony. It's 8 people.
Here's my, again, I haven't traveled like you've traveled, but my limited experience, I've been to Europe like 8 times. The cities are beautiful. They, even though they're ancient, you know, in considering the old age of our country, which is, you know, 200 and something, they look gorgeous. You can walk around to these places. And on the river cruise thing, I've had people say, I don't know, I don't know. I've done them. They're amazing.
They are amazing.
They take care. They pamper you.
And we love that unpacking one time thing. That is absolutely very, very, very cool. It also gives you the wherewithal to say, I'm not doing what anybody else is doing today. My wife and I are walking off this cruise ship and we're going to go explore the city by ourselves.
There's often things you can do that are a short walk and you could literally immerse yourself in the local culture. You don't have to do the big excursion unless you want to. You can have a nice cafe you can stop at. You can have a cappuccino. You can have a nice light meal. What was the Ring City that we were on? Was it our Tuscany trip or?
Lucca.
Lucca. You're in this beautiful outdoor area with all these little cafes. You can have pizza that's absolutely blow your socks off good. It was absolutely fascinating. The cool thing about all these things is you're going to experience something that we don't really experience in this country.
Exactly. And here's the thing, too. What I love about this particular itinerary, but most river cruises, is on the days that you are right there, you are docked in the city, your tour guide, and I'm telling you, they don't do more than 20 people in a little group. So they've got four, five, six different tour guides that are local experts. They're historians, they're educators, there's architects, there's artists, whatever they might be. And they bring you along and they point out certain things. And then they sometimes will drop you in the middle of the city center and say, I'm walking back to the ship for those of you who are looking forward to the lunch you're going to have on the ship. But for those of you who want to stop and have a beer and a pretzel right there, that's where your ship is. Right there, you can do it on your own.
Whether it's a group, you can still do your own thing. And that's the cool part of this. A couple quick questions from the text line. I'm taking a RCCL Cross Atlantic Cruise in April. Miami, Bermuda, Azores, Portugal, Spain, Southampton, England. Are there new visa or other rules?
What month did they say, sorry?
April.
Okay. They should be okay mid-year. What this texter is referring to is mid-year, just like the UK has just instituted that new ETIAS, an electronic authority to travel type situation. The Schengen countries, and that's a political thing that we could talk about sometime, have now decided that they want to control their borders in a better way. And so you are going to have to apply for literally what it is, permission to enter those countries. And then they will know exactly where you're going to be. And it lasts for a long time, but it only lasts for the life of your passport.
One more question here on the text line 414. We are planning a 12 to 14 day trip to Australia next January. We want to go to the Australian Open. That's cool. Tennis tournament in Melbourne. Can Fox World Travel help plan a trip that would include that? What else is a must-see for a trip down under?
Yeah, so I would never do a trip of that magnitude on my own. We have Aussie experts and we have Aussie New Zealand experts. One thing I can tell you is if you look at our Australia-New Zealand trip, which is leaving in a couple of days, I think, you can kind of get an idea of what it is you should be doing. Do you want to go to Kangaroo Island? Do you want to include Tasmania? You certainly want to do Melbourne. You want to do Cairns. You want to do the Great Barrier Reef and all those kinds of things. And yes, we do have people who can help you with those Australian Open tickets. Just be aware whenever you buy those kinds of things, they are 100% non-refundable.
Yeah, if you buy them, you're going to go or lose the money. Real quick, just a text or comment. Renewed my passport online 3 weeks.
Yeah. So it doesn't take a long time. You just have to have the wherewithal to take your own photograph and then upload that. But I just did my UK ETA for my Gene Miller Scotland trip, not because I needed to do it right now, but because I wanted to be able to tell our guests how easy it is to do it and easy peasy.
That should be a fun trip.
I can't. Are we allowed to speak of it?
We can if you want
to. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I will be on that trip, actually, with Gina's lovely wife, my wife, Kathy.
Can you imagine Gene Miller and Steve Scafidi on the same trip? Now, you should tell everybody you reached out to Gina and okayed this.
I did. I asked permission.
Yes.
We got to go.
Okay.
Too quick. Rose Gray.
866, go Fox, go. We are open till noon.
All right. News is next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.